Before we left home, I went down the stairs and laid my head on the Bible, and I said, God, if it's your will, give both Eloise and I a mind to go down to Little Jewel or wherever you want to send us, and come back upstairs. And she says, didn't you bring the suitcase with you? So I was very thankful that he had worked with her and he'd certainly worked with me. And I had no idea that I was in a union meeting here next month, but my mind was with you all. This month.
Lord, help and God, we pray.
And I feel loved here.
Oh, Father, Lord.
And I know that I love you all.
Lord, God,
and I need your prayers this morning. How I do need your prayers. But I'll tell you what, I don't know when that I've enjoyed a weekend any better than I have this weekend. It's absolutely been heaven on earth. I want you to pray. I'm looking for a scripture here, but it doesn't really matter. Before Jesus went away, he said, I pray, Father, that they will be one, even as we are one. And you know, I feel that's the way it is in this church here. I feel the members here, they don't look at it as us and you being whoever comes. I feel a oneness here this morning. And there are very few churches, Brother Lonnie, that I feel that in. I don't know what makes the difference. And I feel that's the way it is down at the New Home Church, Brother Junior, that when you come, they're truly one. And I want to thank you, Brother Terry, that it tells me that you're praying on who to use in the fact that you use the home brethren. Let's don't ever forget that somebody may have come to hear one of the home brothers, Brother Junior. And God is mindful of us, our prayers, and let's don't overlook our home brothers. And Brother Greg, don't feel bad at all. It was wonderful. It's wonderful to hear you this morning. But you know, if I don't get a thing from the Lord today, I had a visitor last night. A matter of fact, I had three of them, about four this morning. And all the joy there is in serving the Lord.
Lord, help me, God.
It must have been about 4 o'clock this morning, and I didn't know but one of the three, and one of them started playing music like I had never heard in my entire life. It was a joy that took me away from every negative thing that I could have thought of. It was nothing like I'd ever heard before in my life.
Lord, help me, God.
It was something that you didn't want to interrupt, and But I hollered for Eloise. I said, Eloise, come. I want you to hear this music. Didn't know what the instrument was. Something like it just sounded like an orchestra, you know. It just seemed like it filled the whole earth. And I couldn't get a hold of words, Brother Junior, this morning to even begin to describe the feeling that I had. It brought feelings like maybe your little 5 or 6 months old child when you was able to look down into its face and maybe tickle it under the chin and it'd begin to smile, and you that have raised children, you know the feeling. It was like waking in the morning like we did one time down in Nashville. And they had a botanical garden covered with about an acre, they tell me, of all kinds of tropical scenery and all kinds of tropical plants. And the birds there, they sang at night and they sang at morning. What a beautiful sight it was. Me and Brother Jim Rush was down there one time, and her wives. And he stood outside this and he said, this must be a little bit what that they had back in the Garden of Eden. The beautiful sounds of the birds. It must have been. The music reminded me of the trickle. You that have been out hunting and you've heard the beautiful trickling of the waters as they make their beautiful sound. Some of you may have slept under a tin roof and you've heard the rain beat upon that. And what a sweet sound it is back home with mother and father. God bless you this morning. It kindly reminded me of the first time that I was able to visit the ocean to hear her come in, and it reminded me that God said in the book of Job that I've set her bounds. It looked like it was going to cover me, but listen, the sound, it was such a beautiful sound, and I remembered from God's word where he said it was the sound, his voice was as the sound of not just one water, but many waters. In other words, you may miss the sound of one, but maybe you'll pick up on the sound of another. I can't describe. Words would just take away from it, but I can tell you about it, but you must experience it to be able. But then there was another one began to quote scripture, to quote poetry. Listen, and it made my heart to overjoy. Only God knows how my heart was filled with joy this morning. It reminded me we've entertained angels unaware. It reminded me one of the writers, poetry, Shakespeare said that the world is a stage, and we all are performers, bringing out the drama of life upon her. And this other one that I knew, this brother, we begin to talk about a great men of God that have been used, and not that they're great men, but they had been greatly used of the Lord. And it was so, it brought back the scripture to me, they that travel with the wise shall be wise. I felt so good I felt so free. I felt so happy. Eloise, it's time to come in. Supper's ready. I really didn't want to give it up. But we brothers, three of us, three of them and one of me, we hugged each other. And I said, oh, if the world could only be like this, if there could only be a world that 24/7 we could feel like this. Listen, oh, when I woke, Brother Junior, I was sad because I didn't want that dream to end. But listen, it reminds me that the closer we get home, the more visitations we'll get of the Lord. And it reminded me of my mother that I lost just back on January the 5th. Listen, don't worry about me because I've got more good memories of mommy than I have a bad. I don't think about the bad. I just remember the good. And it reminded me of our Lord and Savior as he went up Calvary. Don't weep for me, but weep for your children, for the miseries that must come upon them. Listen, why? It reminded me of what Brother Greg said. Brother Greg said that Jesus, just before he was crucified, said that he endured the suffering of the cross for the joy that was set before him. Well, I understand just a little more about what he was talking about, because the joy that I received over there in room 220 in the motel last night, listen, I'll never forget that if I live to be 100, because I had a heavenly visitor. God bless you this morning. But I just want to share that with you, that here's my point. It gets better on and on. Listen, I'm like Brother Greg. I've tried to serve the Lord over half of my life, and I joined at 33. Listen, I joined the greatest army that ever marched upon the face of this earth. Oh, listen, I know that I can't do it in myself. There was nothing that I'd done that I deserved that visitation last night, but I got it. But here is what, listen, me and Eloise, we studied together. Oh, God said, he that hath a wife hath received a good thing. Listen, I'm so glad that we can share the scriptures together. We were talking this week about how good it is. Listen, to think upon these good things. I'll think upon that heavenly music. I'll think about the beautiful poetry. I'll think about the wonderful men that I've heard on earth that are alive now, and that I've heard that have gone on to be with the Lord. But here's something that we read. Listen, in Philippians 4:8. I want to read this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be, and here's this, what she was wanting to find, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's good to think on these good things. Others, listen, we don't have room to complain. We don't have room, we don't have time to dwell upon the negative, but upon the positive. There, where evil abound, grace doth much more abound. But here's what's on my mind this morning. I don't want to take much time. But here's what's on my mind this morning. There was a man one time while Jesus was here on earth. His name was called Nathanael. Jesus said, Nathanael, I saw thee when thou was under the fig tree. Eloise and I have been studying this week about how to study the Bible. We know it's prayer, but God's got a system that he'd love for us to follow. And we got to looking at it like this. Consider who's talking, who is talking, what is it about, where is it, when is it, and for what purpose. So there must have been some purpose for God to mention in the form of Jesus, Nathanael, I saw thee when thou wert under the fig tree. Pray for me, just, I don't want to take your time. But I do, I'm like Brother Greg, I want to clear my mind. The fig tree represented Israel. And that's where they went to talk about their concerns. What they have need of. I had Ricky's name put on this list this morning because I believe in the worth of prayer. Not ashamed to say. And by the way, there was a sister that asked this church to pray for me and give me strength to be able to get out and travel. You don't know how that touched me. You don't know how that hit me. That's why I'm here this morning, I guess. I got to the point where I just drug across the house. Eloise knows that. Oh, how thankful I was when I felt so energetic. Can't wait to get to Little Jewel. Can't wait to get down the road. Listen, I've got around better than I have, and I don't know, in several years. And listen, I appreciate it, and I thank you for being a loving church and extending your prayers up before God on my behalf. Don't tell me it don't work. I can walk, get around good. Listen, and I'm thankful this morning. I've drug along all winter, but spring has come, and I'm glad. But listen, he was under that fig tree, talking his problems over. Thought that was where he was to go, and it was up until that time. But God said, the law, listen, the law and the prophets were until John. But that's just what he said. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. God bless him this morning. Oh, I'm glad he come this way. God, let me thank you for sending us away back to you. We had no way. But Nathanael, he was out there under that fig tree. No doubt he was talking to the Lord. Listen, he thought he was doing the very best he could. When you know to do better, You do better, and you're required to do better.
Yes,
but until you do, I listen, God will accept what knowledge you have. And that was all the understanding. Like the ones on the road, Paul asked him, have you received the Holy Ghost? They said, we've not even heard. We just heard up to John. What did he do? Brother Junior, he walked over and put his hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Don't know how it happened. Just know it did. God said it did, and it happened. Listen, they were doing the very best they could. That's why with much knowledge and comes sorrow, and much understanding comes grief. When you've heard the gospel of your salvation, you're responsible then, but God will listen, hold you with his word until you've had the gospel preached to you. And then I want to tell you, you're responsible for something. But Nathanael was under that tree. And what did God do? He come along one time, him and his apostles, and he come to this fig tree, and he cursed that fig tree. The last word in the Old Testament is C-U-R-S-E. Curse the tree, the fig tree, the very place where Nathanael had been trying to talk to God. He was wiping out a system. Listen, the fig tree brought forth her fruit first, and then she brought forth her leaves. That's contrary to nature, but that's the way the Israelites done. They travel by sight. But there come a time when that had been cursed, it was killed out. If you cut a tree down, it may come back up. But this tree was killed from the very roots. Listen, he divorced Israel.
For what reason?
He divorced her because she had gone against the only begotten Son. This is what has taken people down. Not what you've done, but that you've rejected God's own Son that he sent into this low ground of sorrow. Oh, God bless you. But listen, when he killed that fig tree from the roots, he was saying in effect, remember, this was a figure and a type which was to come. That meant that the Israelite way of being saved was over. It was gone forever because God's own dear Son was walking the very shores of Galilee, reaching out. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest unto your souls. Listen, but that was killed out and gone. And listen what happened. Nathanael must have seen into that. What did he do? He took after his own brother. Who was he? He was Peter. And what was Peter? Peter was one that believed more in tradition and the ways, listen, of doing things by a sight than any apostle that Jesus called. What was that telling us? Listen, that was telling us that the old system was gone. She's gone. The moral of the laws are still here. But listen, we've got one that's greater than Solomon. One greater than Samson. Oh, God bless you this morning. The fig tree. I can't get it off my mind. Listen, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that he went unto Peter. What are you jumping on Peter for? Listen. Oh, Nathaniel, I got a hold of a picture of grace. Stay with me just a few minutes of time. Oh, he got a hold of a picture of grace. And he, listen, you hear, you don't read much about Nathaniel, but when he did, I found a little boy here with a fish and some bread. Listen, oh, he went and found his own brother. And what did he tell him? I found the Christ. I found Jesus. Come and see this man. Come, Brother Greg. I'm glad your heart is after that little lost one that's bleeding around the pole this morning. I'm glad. I'm thankful for brethren that have a salvation. Listen, if we can get them in, if we can preach the gospel of their salvation, God takes care of that, and he'll take care of the rest. But listen, what Peter, was he steeped in the tradition of men? Yes, he was. God sent him down to Cornelius' house. Give him, listen, signs that you could not prove to be wrong. Go down there and get and tell them what? You remember what he said? He said, when you go and you're brought before the council, think not what or how you shall say. Because in the same hour, it shall be given. Open your mouth and I'll fill it. How close are you to the Lord this morning? Oh, he said he's in your mouth this morning. Oh, listen, how come and taste of the Lord. What do you taste of the Lord with? With your mouth. Listen, with your mouth you're condemned, or with your mouth you are justified. Listen, it's so important what we say. Listen, oh, Father, listen. What should I say to my children if they come and say, Daddy, I want to be saved. What must I do? Listen, what would we tell them? Oh, God, what would we tell them? We would not want to be afraid like the Apostle Peter. When God told him to go down to Cornelius' house, he was so afraid, Brother Junior, that he took a whole bunch of brethren with him, afraid the Lord would bless him and some would get saved and then he might be dealt with in the church. But listen, and when he got there, God was faithful. You say that's weak faith. God said, Lord, strengthen thou a man unbelief. You've got no excuse. If you're weak in faith this morning, turn your eyes toward heaven. Oh, what did God tell Nathaniel? He said, Nathaniel, you think it a great thing that I saw you under the fig tree? Greater things than these will happen. You'll see angels ascending. They must have been here first, ascending and descending upon the Son of God. Only two men that ever happened to, as little Jacob lay on that pillar of stone that night. Oh, they saw, he saw angels first ascending and descending, and he called that place a Peniel, and that's a little gland in the cerebrum, the very front of your forehead. And what about them calling that Peniel? hell, the very place that angels ascend and descend. Do you think that was a coincidence? No, it wasn't. Science has not been able to find out what the pineal gland does. But listen, it answers a big question. You remember where it said in the book of Revelation, I'll stamp upon their forehead. Listen, a sign. Listen, in the last day, what kind of a sign? It says, I'll put a sign in their forehead, not on it, in it. That's wherever decision is made. Satan would rather you do anything this morning than to make a decision. Make a decision for Christ. Listen, he'd rather have that than your life. Listen, if he takes your life, you just go bigger and bigger. But if you live on, listen, he don't want you to make a decision for Christ. What kind of decision do you make? You say, Lord, 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 I believe in thee, because God said, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Listen, it must come out of your mouth. But another scripture says, why will they call on one of whom they do not believe? You see, we speak because we believe. We don't believe because we've spoken. God bless you. You remember when the angel came to a little Mary. Listen, the angel come and gave her the message, said, thou shalt conceive and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, which means he shall save his people from their sin. Was the job done? No, it was not done. The angel had done its job, but here's when it took effect, when little Mary looked up in toward heaven and said, Lord, be it unto thy handmaiden according to the report of the messenger. Listen, if you receive anything that's preached here and you hide it in your heart, I'm sorry for you. Listen, if you believe it, you'll scream out, because he says that if you hold your peace, the rocks would cry out. Listen, if you're ashamed on me on earth, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father who art in heaven. Don't be ashamed of him this morning. I wasn't ashamed to have a little Ricky's name put on this report this morning, because I believe that, like I found in my wife's bedroom where she had a little card, Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Heal my husband, give him strength. Oh, listen, it's so good to be in a home that loves Jesus. It's so good to be a part of an army that loves Jesus. It's so good to be a part of a family that no longer looks for fruit. Listen, they don't look for it before they see the leaves. In other words, they don't get the horse before the cart. Listen, we believe when one dies dead to the love of sin, that we must die, and then we'll spring up a little plant and you'll see little leaves begin to spread. And then a little later, listen, the corn will be in the husk. And a little later, someone down the line will eat from that corn. So we don't travel by sight as they did up until the time of Nathaniel, but we travel by faith. They traveled by what they could see, and Jesus cut it down where they couldn't see it. And what you're depending on this morning, he's going to cut down from under you. Cut it down and it won't be back. You'll enjoy sin for a season. It's going to run out. It's going to be cut down from under you, and you will go back and you will find that it don't work no more. About everyone that I've seen saved, they come, it's a fast world. They want fast food, fast this, fast that. They want fast salvation. And they come to the Lord and they just come under emotion or this and that. They don't make a rational decision inside their mind. They don't firm it in their heart. God, if I go to hell, I'll go for what I've already done, not what I'm going to do. Listen, but listen, they will not travel with that no more. God bless you.
Thank you, man.
Is he on your mind this morning?
Always.
Is he in your heart? You got to make a conscious decision. You don't get saved in your sleep. You make a conscious decision. That's what I want.
Amen.
So when you run toward him and you don't get what you want, you say, well, I know what I'll do. I'll go back to my old ways. But the fig tree has been cut down. She will never feed no man on earth again if she didn't feed Christ. If you don't give God the honor that he deserves, when the gospel of your salvation has been preached to you, you've thought it over and make a conscious, you have to deal with it. You can't ride the middle of the fence. You've got to make a decision. I want nothing to do with Jesus. Or he's everything to me.
That's true, brother.
And you'll make one decision or other. You have to. You can't ride the fence to death.
Amen.
So it's in your hands.
Yes.